Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, now we've got Daniel in California on the line who needs some help with a travertine floor. When did you put it down, Daniel?
Oh, I guess it's been about a week now.
Okay, and there's nothing on it?
Well, no.
Are you sure?
well, okay, there was nothing on it, but yeah, I put a sealer on it just like Sunday, after it had been installed like 4 days.
Okay, and did your installer give you a sealer to use, suggest a sealer to use?
No, my installer didn't.
You didn't. So where did you, what sealer did you select? How did you find it?
I got it at the home improvement store.
Okay. And so it sounds like you did the right things. You know, it's a beautiful floor. It's a little bit absorbent. So you are going to need to seal it from time to time. But what's your question?
Well, my question is, after I put the sealer on, then I did some reading and I found out that there's some that are better.
Mm-hmm.
This one's probably ranked like the third, and I like the best. Is there a problem with like buying the better one and putting it on top of it, or?
Potentially. I would save that for the next trip. See, this is already soaked into your floor.
And travertine is so porous. I mean, the first thing you put on it, like, that's in there.
Just drinks it right up. So I would wait until the next time it's time to apply this again and choose a different product that time. But I would definitely not put a second coat on top of this with a different product, because you don't know what kind of chemical reaction you're gonna create there.
How are they gonna react to one another?
Yep.
It could be bad news.
Not worth it. I just enjoy the floor.
Okay, great. Can I ask you like a little follow-up question?
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. Also, I was reading, they were saying that mats with rubber bottoms are bad for. Is that true?
Well,
for
it's not bad for marble. It's bad for vinyl.
Yeah. If you have a vinyl floor and you put down like a kitchen mat or a bath mat and, you know, it doesn't move and it stays in its spot, the backing on the mat has some sort of weird chemical reaction with the floor and causes a discoloration. I mean, we get calls a lot for people being like, I've got this weird stain that's the same as my bath mat. How can I get it out?
It won't come up. Yeah, right. Because it oxidizes the rubber against the vinyl. But I don't know that there's a problem putting that against marble. I've never heard that.
Yeah, no, I've never heard that.
Okay, great then. Thanks a lot, guys.
You're welcome, Daniel. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. I'll tell you what, he's treating it the right time. There's never a better time to treat it than when it's brand new.
Right at the beginning, because if you wait and it gets even slightly dirty, you may never be able to get that stain out, and then you're going to seal on that stain. So it's like, just do it right away.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.